Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Candace Jones, and welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Candace J. I know it's been a long time, but I was waiting for just the right episode, the right type of topic to talk about next on this podcast. And I think today is the perfect day to do it, and I'll tell you why. So I happened to take a look on Facebook this morning. I looked at my Facebook memories and I realized today is June 25th. You know, sometimes as a teacher, we don't know what day it is. That's neither here nor there. But today is June the 25th and it actually makes 5 years, 5 years since we moved from Memphis, Tennessee to Georgia. That's crazy. It just blows my mind even to say it. And so since I have the time today, I wanted to basically come on here to encourage somebody that is in the midst of their faith journey, about to take a leap of faith, wondering whether or not they should do this particular thing, try this particular thing, going towards their dreams, their goals, their plans. We have the rest of the year to go, the rest of the half of the year to go, and seeing where you are in that journey. I know during summertime is a good time to reflect and kind of see where you are in the midst of your journey. And I wanted to encourage somebody today to go ahead and take that leap of faith, go ahead and walk out on water. And I'm going to tell you why these past 5 years here have just been a tremendous change in my husband's life, my life, and I'm so glad that it was a very hard decision. We made a lot of sacrifices, but it was well worth it. So go ahead and get your coffee mug, get your cup, get your sip of whatever you got, and let's talk about it. Come on, let's talk. So for those who do not know, we moved in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. Obviously, it was in the summertime, really the middle of the pandemic. You could not look around for houses. You couldn't really go into houses, rather. You couldn't go into anywhere without it being virtual. So we really didn't want to buy a house right off. You know, it was just a lot going on. And the way that we got here was only God. I've talked about this several times, but some people just don't know that we had been seeking at first to move to LA. I did really well in an acting competition in LA in January of 2019. And so we were kind of on the mission to move to LA. I had received an agent and a manager as a result of the competition, did really well. And I remember being there and asking God, you know, can you show me something? Even if it's just a small award, you know, just a small thing from being here, just that I'm on the right path. This is your will. This is where you want me to be, you know, in this industry. If I just need to stick to teaching, just let me know. I just don't need to waste any time, money, you know, in the wrong avenues. And God blew my mind. Like, I was racking up the awards, like best actress, you know, star of the year in this showcase. And this is in LA in front of a bunch of producers and, things like that. So it was very evident that my husband and I needed to seek out to move. And I'm not just going to take a leap of faith by, let's just pack up everything, let's just move to LA when it's triple the cost of living. You know, that's just not our ministry without having, you know, something in place. So we looked for teaching positions there. We looked for youth ministry positions, and it was literally, again, in the pandemic, it wasn't a lot being offered. I had some interviews, but nothing for the school district, and it just wasn't anything available in our positions. And so it's really hard to just say, okay, we're going to move where, move to what, and without a steady income coming in month to month, because again, I hadn't booked anything. I just received an agent and a manager who was like, we can get you these great auditions, but that's still not guaranteed. So lo and behold, it wasn't looking too good, and I was getting discouraged. And the Lord placed in my spirit that a lot of Black actors and actresses have gotten a great start in Atlanta. For those who don't know that, it's a lot more opportunities for those who are seeking, you know, to act and sing on a different level. And so say, well, let me look at Atlanta. Let me try to pursue that. Some people have their opinions about that. That's you. I'm just telling you how it worked out for us. So my husband was down. He's always been very supportive. And he was like, okay, even if it's not Atlanta, we need to look at, 50 miles from Atlanta or whatever school districts are closest where I can do an easy drive to a particular audition face to face. If it were to happen or being on set, it's not a bad drive. So, it really wasn't anything in our positions because our positions are very rare. We teach elective classes. So he teaches business and I teach family and consumer science courses, and that's an umbrella of different things. And so it's very rare to find that position at a high school, let alone multiple teachers. So you would have to be retiring or just literally leaving that school with that one teacher to have that position open up, and nothing was opening up. I think I was even told by the state, oh, we really don't even have that in these high schools, things like that in middle school we do. So I wasn't finding anything, but then the school district in
Georgia
literally had a high school business teacher position open, coaching in a middle school in the district had family consumer science teacher literally at the same time. So we both applied and interviewed through Zoom while we were in Memphis, and we both received the positions. So that's God. And so we were looking like, okay, we finally, after 13 years of living in Memphis, we felt like we believed that this was it. God was doing something amazing. It's time to go. And when you get that green light from God, go. And again, during COVID, it was just crazy, just, scoping the area, things like that. But it was a hard decision. We were working with the youth at our church. Those were our kids. Those were the closest thing to having kids that we had besides those we mentored and coaching, our niece and nephew. But we didn't have kids of our own. And so to be with those kids for so long through like middle school, high school, graduation, things like that, it was kind of hard. But we had to literally tell them through Zoom that we were leaving. Told the church. I still was singing on the praise team, so it was like the praise team and pastor, on Sundays at the time. And we eventually, told the whole church through, people watching online that we were leaving after all those years of serving in the church, doing stage plays and all the different things. So it was very hard to say, this is the way we're going to do it. And we couldn't have this big celebration because of the pandemic. We had to do those wave drive-by parades. But I remember just so much love and charge it to my head and not my heart that it actually was on Father's Day that we planned the parade. I know it was crazy. But even in the midst of it being Father's Day, people still, it was like so many of my former students. I mean, we were masked up, but people came by and showed so much love. And I still remember that it was just so touching and so beautiful. I can even remember a lot of the boys. We had a lot of boys in our youth group. And it just, again, just that reiteration of being a boy mom. And all the guys came up and we all just embraced. And I was just broke down like, man, I'm really leaving my kids, and this is it. Like, I watched their journeys and this is it. And I knew in my spirit, like, that would be our last youth group. I knew it was time for a shift, that God was, taking us into a different direction for where he wanted us. And it was time. And literally, we had everything packed up. Shout out to all of our friends who came by and helped us. And man, I just can't explain the emotion at that time. It was kind of surreal. Like, we're literally about to do this. Like, we're leaving the state. We're both born and raised in Tennessee, college in Tennessee, and, married, ministry, all the things, working in Tennessee all of our lives. And now we're picking up and moving to a whole nother state and just starting a whole new life. And it really has been a new life. When we moved, we were first in a town home, and it was like, it was time to get a house. And the reason why we didn't get a house in Memphis, I just didn't want to plant that root there. And I know you can always pick up and move houses and sell, but I was like, no, if we get a house, I know we'll just never leave. And I know in my spirit, we're not supposed to be here for the long haul. Like, I know God wants us to move somewhere else. And literally, once we got here, it was like, it's time. So first we were in the townhome, and then once 2021 happened, we finally put down and were able, you know, to get a house. Like, we were used to living in a small apartment, for those who know us, for, you know, the 13 years we lived in Memphis to now, you know, a small two-bedroom apartment to a two-story house. You know, it's sometimes I walk around, I'm like, this is surreal. Like, you know, you may be thinking, well, you've always lived in a house and you've always done this, that, in the third, it's not a big deal. But when you know, go back and forth, should you buy a house in Memphis? I don't want to feel stuck, or I feel stuck and I always want a house. I want this house, and it's just us. We don't have no kids. It's just a lot to deal with mentally. And to be in what you dream, what you see, it's nothing but God. And the things that you check off the list of, this is what I desire. And we have the house. Never had any kids for 16 years of our marriage. Never had any kids. And I write about that in my book, Modern Day Hannahs. Go check it out on Amazon. And now we have two children. And people who know us, they come here, they've met them, spent time with them, they're always like, this is so surreal, because we went so long with it just being me and Kel to, it's a party of four. Like, this is for real. Like, this is crazy. Like, yeah, we for real parenting. Like, for real, for real. And God will truly give you double for your trouble. When I say, again, two-bedroom apartment to a two-story house, no kids to two kids. It's in this time, it's just crazy how these things have happened. Published the book, been on one of the biggest Christian tours that ever happened in the United States at the time in 2022, which was crazy. For those who don't know, at first, when we moved here, I never heard of Maverick City Music. I just didn't. I'm just used to just straight, you know, gospel music. You know, that you sing in church, sing in the praise, and listen on the radio, that you praise and worship to. I just didn't really know about Maverick City. I think they had just came out around 2018, 2019. So I really didn't just know them like that. And when we got here, we happened to join a church. They were looking for singers. You know, they really weren't closed off for the pending, one of the only churches that weren't closed off. We ended up going there, and I auditioned, was singing for the praise team, told them I, you know, praise dance and choreograph. So I ended up, they were looking for someone who could do that as well, praise dance, lead praise dancers. And so the worship leader at the time was like, you know, do you know the song Promises by Maverick City? And I was like, no, I don't know. You know, let me check it out. And once I heard it, I was sold. I was like, woo, this right here, this is it. This ministers. I have to listen to all their songs. So I immediately just started checking out all their music, following them on Instagram, all the above. I was just sold from that point. Like, man, this is true worship, true ministry. I love, you know, this type of worship. And so I just started following Maverick City. So one day I was on Instagram, and there was a post from their page basically saying, you know, if you want to sing during a worship night, a pop-up worship night, you know, you have to audition, you know, there had to be COVID tests, different things like that. And I was like, yeah, let me just audition. You know, you're not just trying to get out the house spiritually, you know, you got to do the things. Like, it was just a lot going on during those times. And I was like, definitely, you know, it's nothing, me take a COVID test, I'll do all that. And I ended up receiving the opportunity to sing with the worship night. It was a lot of different people. And I ended up in a posture of worship while we were practicing, basically, the songs for the recording, for the worship night. And that was literally posted on their page, like just me in worship. And people are freaking out because, again, I'm not understanding how big Mav is at the time. And they end up saying, you know, this isn't the actual choir. This was just for this night. But later on, we'll have an audition for the official choir, the official tour choir to go on tour. And once that happened, I ended up going to that audition. And the crazy part about that is, you know, I'm a very prompt person. People know that. I showed up, let's say, 2 hours before you were supposed to be there parking. But it wasn't like a lot of people. I didn't see anybody really outside waiting. I'm like, okay. Early, I kind of walk out, get out. I saw some volunteers walk outside. Excuse me, where are we supposed to be? And they're like, oh, well, it was really, you know, a lot of people, like hundreds of people around the other side of the church. I had never been there before. And I was like, oh, I'm on the wrong side. No. They're actually walking around this way. So I actually was the first person in line. Kid you not. First person in line at the Atlanta auditions. So I was lined up with like the first set of people, and they broke us up into nine people. Three sopranos, three altos, three tenors, and I'm a soprano. We were the very first to audition. And I ended up, you know, receiving the call back to be in the tour choir. So the next day, we literally start rehearsing, and we still don't know how big this is going to be, right? We know, you hear it's Kirk Franklin, Maverick City Music. Now, Kirk Franklin, legendary. If you know, you know. So that part right there, it still just is surreal, but you still don't have any idea. I've never been on tour before. I don't know, you know, what to expect, but we're, you know, having our first rehearsal in the church, and it's just crazy worship. That's a video that went viral where people, you know, see us singing and jumping up and down, and you can still see my mask is kind of hanging down. Only one didn't take it off. I know, whatever. But, we were getting ready for something, just, you know, I know it's going about to be bananas. And it was just one of the most amazing experiences of my life, you know, going, meeting all these wonderful people, young people, that we were able to just be in the presence of God with thousands of people, you know, in these auditoriums and amphitheaters. And someone I've always aspired to work with, Kirk Franklin, is right here. You know, we just, you know, dancing and singing and all the things. And one of the nights, we were in Birmingham, and it's crazy because they were practicing, and our choir director, shout out to Jason McGee and the choir. So Jason comes over to me in the midst of everybody. We're in the midst of, you know, dancing, getting our choreography together for the night. And he's like, you. And I'm pointing like, me? Like, yes, you. Man, he's just, you know, just give me a compliment of how I, you know, I guess was singing and dancing the previous night. And they look back at the footage, and he was like, we were just kind of crowding around and looking at the footage like, y'all, keep your eyes on her. Look at her. And that was so humbling for me and what I needed to hear. Like, man, I know I'm in the right place. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. And thank God the praise dance experience, you know, kicked in. But just knowing choreography, knowing how to keep up with steps and learning things very quickly, and just being ready. And I was just very thankful that it's like, you see me type of thing. And I was actually invited by him to sit during the acoustic set with Maverick City artists and Kirk Franklin that night. So every night, two choir members are selected from the whole choir. You may have had 60 people in one night, up to 80 people in one night, and two are selected to sit during the acoustic set while the choir gets to take a break, rest, get water, stretch, use the restroom, you know, all the things, and they get a chance to kind of sit down, get off their feet, and do an acoustic set. So everyone else is resting. And I was selected to sit amongst them, and I just remember sitting, and Brandon Lake is sitting right next to me, and he put his arm, you know, kind of on the back of the pew where I was, and I'm just thinking, like, this is crazy. That's all I just, you know, that's just my word. Like, this is crazy. And Kirk Franklin is sitting with his keyboard right in front of me, just smiling and singing. And I just, like, this is crazy. And I remember, you know, they were, Naomi Rang was giving, you know, Kirk his flowers, and they were talking about, you know, how, Liz was talking about how, you know, people grew up praise dancing to his songs. And I was like, that literally is me. My first praise dance was to Now Behold the Lamb. And it just, I was trying to keep it together, y'all, but the tears just started flowing. Like, this is crazy. Like, now I'm sitting amongst him. You know, your gifts will make room for you and place you before a great man. And I'm literally placed before, you know, great men right now. Like, this is crazy. And to have this, just this opportunity, you know, it's just amazing just for this opportunity. You know, I don't have to, you know, grab all the pictures with them and all the things, but to have that moment was just, it just meant everything. And even after the tour, going on BET Stellar Awards, which is crazy, they were only going to choose about 50 MAV choir members, I believe, and they ended up having to, BET had to actually cut the number down for stage purposes, things like that. And I think at one point it like got down to 15. But regardless, like, I say all that to say, with the cuts that had to be made, the list came out and it wasn't even in alphabetical order, and my name was at the top of the list. And I just said, man, that's just God. You know, that is just God. I've always wanted to be there, always wanted, and now I'm going to be on the stage, you know, and just singing Bless Me. And it was just an opportunity that just I cherish, you know, through all the things that may have happened and may not have happened. Just to be in that moment just meant everything to me. And to say that now it's happening, it may not be a big deal to a lot of people, but it was a big deal for me. And I'm just so eternally grateful. And I would not have had those opportunities if these things just haven't gone boom, 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 just by me taking that one, yes, that one step out to pick up and move. And on top of that, film was the primary reason to pick up and move. For those who don't know, again, my background was stage plays. I've been doing stage plays since college. Since 2003, that's when I started. I went to college in 2001, ended up starting doing plays around 2003 until I graduated. And I knew the end result. I wanted to do film and television, just didn't know how. Once we got married, moved to Memphis, continued to do plays in the church. Ended up doing plays in the West Memphis Civic Auditorium. So things were progressing in Memphis, out, you know, having great crowds, great following with that. But I knew that wasn't the end goal. I still love plays, still, of course, love plays. But I can remember in Memphis where they had, again, I was on Instagram and I found out about the competition in LA through, again, an Instagram post by saying, hey, we're having these auditions in Memphis to be a part of this acting workshop, get some training, get some classes, and the opportunity to compete in LA in front of producers, things like that. So of course that sparked my interest. And I ended up going to that audition downtown Memphis. And I'll never forget one of the judges who was judging our 1 minute audition with, you know, just a few lines that they provided to us. He read over my acting resume. He listened to my audition, and he was, they had acting and modeling people, right, to recruit. And he told me, he used to be with Tommy Hilfiger. And he told me, he said, you know, if you don't move, you are going to be around 50 years old still doing these plays in Memphis. It's just going to continue on just like this. It's not going to grow for you. And some people may take that as an insult, but I knew what he was trying to say. And I don't know his faith, but it felt very prophetic for me because it hit so hard in my spirit, like he is so right. And it's nothing against doing plays forever. That's what you're called to do. That's what you're called to do. I love plays. I still want to do, you know, plays still, you know, that's my background. But I know that I wanted to do film and television. And so I felt what he was saying. And I was like, man, that really hit home. Like, I gotta not be afraid to take that leap. And so I ended up being accepted into the workshop. And I didn't do any plays that year. I was doing them, you know, back to back in the Westman Pacific Auditorium those couple of years prior to that. And so all of 2018, I didn't do any shows. I just focused on, you know, doing those trainings, going to those workshops, you know, just investing in the craft and preparing what they told us to prepare for the chance to get to this competition. And I did. And I ended up being accepted into the competition in LA. And I was shocked that I did that well in LA. Again, I asked God for a simple prayer, like, look, if you just show me a little bit, and he showed me a lot. And so that's initially how we ended up saying we wanted to move. And so coming to Atlanta to do film, you know, nothing happened just right off the bat. I joined acting class. Pam Pham, shout out to Dwayne Boyd. Started going to that class. I was, you know, doing sacrifices. I'm driving literally, you know, it took an hour and a half from Athens to get to Atlanta. Sometimes longer due to traffic because I'm leaving after work. Had to sit around and wait till the class started. So that could be a 3-hour process before the class even started. You know, then do the class for 2 to 3 hours. Then drive, you know, an hour to an hour and a half back home. So I was doing that once a week. It was just a lot to invest for what I wanted to do. Got my first film, independent film, that was in 2021. And just getting my feet wet, you know, learning. And then had a stage play opportunity, had a web series opportunity, and just been blessed. God just started opening up doors. And last year, God really, really opened up doors to where it was back-to-back films. Because I just did my film premiere for The Solution. Should be coming out soon on Prime. But we just did, I did that at the beginning of the year. And then right after that, I got booked for another film, Smoot Family Reunion. So Smoot Family Reunion, I can't wait for you all to see that as well. When that comes out and is done with post-production. But I say all that to say those things that were placed in my spirit to do, you know, it felt like it took forever. And again, I started in 2003 doing plays myself on campus. It's 2025. So, you know, it took some time and I'm still not done, still not there, as we say, where you know you're trying to be and to go, but I'm doing it. I'm doing the things that I know I'm supposed to do. And those opportunities are here, no matter how big or how small or medium sizes may feel to anybody, it's here and I'm doing it and still going. And so, you know, going from not being on film and television to being in now my third film, and, you know, to again, the tour and the BET Stellar Awards and a book and the house and now 2 children. Like, this is crazy. I sit back and I'm just saying, like, If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like it won't happen, you got to get out of that mindset and really take that leap of faith and put your trust in God that it can come to pass. It really, really can. Now, again, I would never tell somebody just to drop everything. You hear all those success stories from people that say, well, I went to LA with $5 in my pocket or whatever. Hey, God bless them. That was, again, not our ministry. I could not just pick up and go to LA. You see, we're in Atlanta. I could not do that. We, you know, I'm married. He would have to have something. I would have to have something. We got bills. We both have, you know, vehicles, the things, you know, that just was not how we knew in wisdom to be. You know, if it happens later on, great, but you know, we're all about God's will. And so just couldn't just pick up and move like that. And did I lose that agent and manager? I did, because they only wanted to represent me if I was local. And it did hurt, but it's like, okay, if I was able to get an agent and manager, then I can get another agent and manager. Just, you know, hold on. It feels bad at the moment, but I was able to book these independent projects without an agent, without a manager. And so you have to continue to just trust God that what's supposed to happen for you will happen. Put in the work, you know, invest in your craft, do the things that you're supposed to do, and discouragement and setbacks or whatever, those things may happen, but keep pressing, step out on that water and keep walking, and you will see the fruit of it happening. Again, it may not happen overnight, but it absolutely, once it starts happening, it could feel like that. Again, this is very surreal for us, and I know God isn't done with us yet, but, you know, just take it from me. I'm willing to answer any questions that people have, but I'm just so thankful. I just thank God. I sit around and just look like I'm really sitting in a lot of answered prayers right now. And it did take a long time. I'm not going to act like, oh, I prayed and it happened the next day. That's not real. But it is real that it did come to pass. And we took that leap. And do I miss my friends and family? Absolutely. Do we go and visit? Absolutely. Have they come to visit us? Absolutely. And I didn't allow that to stop us. As much as I love everybody, as much as we, you know, knew it would be a lot to sacrifice, you know, I know that this is where we're supposed to be, you know, during this season. And just look at God. So, and he's not done yet. So hopefully everything I said, I know I talked a lot, but this was definitely a part of my podcast that I want to share with you all. Just to take a sip on, just let it marinate, you know, in your spirit. And, you know, hopefully it encourages you to go forth and be great. That's really all I wanted to say. So God bless. And again, I can answer any questions that you have, but hopefully it did bless you today. So once again, this is Coffee with Candace J. And so I will see you next time, where we can sip and chat together. Bye.